Criminal record. Criminal record. We'll do a check for you to the job. We'll do a phone.
We're in the middle of Shinsayimah. Our mitzvah to count every day from Pesach till Shavuos creates a link from Pesach to Shavuos. As the Chinuch writes, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were bedarga behemoth, very low in ruchnius. That's why there's a korban oimer on Pesach, which is a maicha behemoth. By the time they came to Har Sinai, they had climbed so many levels of ruchnius. They were bedarga odom, and that's why the korban of Shavuos is shtelechem, which is made of wheat. The oimer is from barley, and the shtelechem is from wheat. Barley is primarily a maicha behemoth. Wheat is maicha odom. This is our avodah. We go out to Mitzrayim every year, and we work ourselves, we work our way up to Shavuos, and become to a darga of two, being the cover of the Torah, a darga of odom. There's a shine in the poiskim. Is Sfira Bizman Azeb Deraisa or Derabbanan? When there was a korban oimer, it's called Sfiras Ho'oimer. We count from the day that we're making the korban oimer. We unfortunately haven't got a Beis HaMikdash. We haven't got the korban oimer. So most Rishonim hold, we'll talk about it in a few moments, the Lashon HaGemara, most Rishonim hold that Sfira Bizman Azeb is Derabbanan. We can't count from the oimer. We haven't got the korban oimer. It's Midrabbanan. And for that reason, straight after Shavuos Oimer, we say, Horachmon, Hoyachzilonu, Avoidas, Beis HaMikdash, Demkoimah, Bimheir, Bimheinu. We daven. Unfortunately, we just got the opportunity of the Mitzvah Derabbanan, but we're looking forward for it to become a Mitzvah Deraisa. The Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, and no baby to Mekai the Mitzvah Deraisa. The Bi'alocha, beginning of some of a Simon Top Peites, says, although most Rishonim, and in the Halacha we take on Miladin, the Sfiras Manzeh Derabbanan, but there are Rishonim, a few Rishonim, Gedolei Rishonim, which hold that Bizman Azeh Sfiras is Deraisa. The Rambam holds like that, the Bi'alocha means the Chinuch also holds like that. It's interesting, it depends which edition of the Chinuch you look at. In the older edition, then the Chinuch seems to say quite clearly Sfiras Manzeh Derabbanan. But in the new edition, they've added two lines. They found two extra lines of the Chinuch, and they counted the Chinuch holds Pum Forget. The Chinuch holds that Bemis, it's not Minatoyah, it's Midrabbanan. But call upon him, the Bi'alocha brings that are certain Rishonim, Rambam, Chinuch, Shabbal Alechem Shein Rabbi Shaya, the Oizrub Shem the Raviyah, there are few Rishonim, Doyle Rishonim, which hold that we should treat it as a Mitzvah Deraisa, even though La Locha Minadin, it's got to treat it as a Mitzvah Derabbanan. Of course, in the Hindi Mukha, before we Sfiras Oimer, we say in the Hindi Mukha, some of the Kaim Mitzvahs are Seishas, Sfiras Oimer, Kemosha Kosef HaTorah. So the Nusach has been Nisgan Al Pi the Shitta, that is Deraisa, but La Locha, we hold that Sfira Bizman Azeh Derabbanan. Tosfos in Menachos, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, since Sfira Bizman Azeh is Derabbanan, because the Lashon HaGemara there in Menachos is that a Meimer only used to count days and not weeks. Other Meroim counted days and weeks like we do. A Meimer only counted days and not weeks. Says the Gemara, why? Or Meimer said, because it's only Zeicher LeMikdash, it's only Derabbanan. So it's not necessary to count days and weeks. As Rashi explained, no Oimer, no Sfira Deraisa. Svirah Rabbon, Zeichel HaMikdash. Since it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, we don't need to count the weeks as well. That is the Losh and the Gemara there, and we're not the Sabbath of Avon Medal. Says Tosis, that seems to be the Maskon the Gemara. There are the Amorim to argue, but Tosis said it seems to be the main shit it is, that Svirah Rabbon. Says Tosis, if that's the case, therefore a person can count Svirah Rabbon before Nacht. You don't have to wait for Nacht. If Nacht is late, you can count Bein HaShmoshes already. Bein HaShmoshes is a Sofik Laila, says Tosis. Sofik Laila, that's fine. Sofik de Rabbonon, since Svirah de Rabbonon. So you can count Svirah in a Sofik Laila month, because Sofik de Rabbonon. You don't need to be machiv by Sofik de Rabbonon. So therefore, you can count the Svirah Zoyme before Nacht. That is Tosis there, Menachas, some of Vav Omer Aleph. And Tosis adds another word, not only you can count, you can make a brocha as well, since Sofik de Rabbonon, so therefore you can make a brocha as well. The Schas Emes, there Menachas asks, truly it's a Sofik de Rabbonon, I understand. But it's still only a Sofik Sira. So you don't count again, Sofik de Rabbonon, but only a Sofik Sira. The mitzvah sphere is when the day starts. It's a sofik whether the day has started yet. Master says, Emes, how can you make a broch on a sofik mitzvah? It's a sofik broch of Atola. How can you make it? Very nice, I'll say Hilchus sphere, I can say sofik de Rabbonon, but it's a sofik mitzvah. If it's a sofik mitzvah, so therefore you can't make a broch on a sofik mitzvah, sofik broch. So how can Tosis allow you to make a broch as well? As I fate as Fazem is there in Menachas Samad Vav Omer Aleph. La Halacha is taking a paskut, also Min Adin, the Mechava paskut in top, Pei Tessi base, that Min Adin, one can count Svirah Zoyme before Nacht, in before Tzeitzer Kechovim, in Bein HaShmoshes, as Mishmura explains in the Losh Mechava Min Adin, and if Beis Moshe Sofit Laila, Sofit Rabbana, go Lekula. So then you can just roll. It's a hiddle, it's a beautiful hiddle mitzvah. Medaptikim, the loss of your weight on that. But strictly speaking, we pass the Halacha like this Tosis. You can count Svirah Zoyme, you can count already in Beis Moshe, make a bracha. How does that work? If it's a Sofit mitzvah, so how can you make a bracha on a Sofit mitzvah? So the Achrayim Mamadayim, different places are beautiful, you saw it. Sofik to Rabbonon Lekula is a Vadai mitzvah. Is a Din Vadai. By the Rabbonon's, Sofik is called a Kiyum mitzvah. By the Rabbonon's, the rule is you don't need to be machmir by Sfakis. So I've got mitzvah to Rabbonon of Svirah Zoyme, Svirah is man that says to Rabbonon. It's a Sofik now, that's fine. When you're dealing with Rabbonon, Sofik de Rabbonon doesn't mean Miss Sofik, you can be maker, you just don't need to count again. No, if it's a Sofik de Rabbonon, I'm Mikai the mitzvah. Mitzvahs de Rabbonons are called mitzvahs even when it's a Sfakis. Because Sofik de Rabbonon Kula is a Din Vadai, I've been Mikaiim a Vadai mitzvah de Rabbonon. That is the power of the rule, Sofik de Rabbonon Kula. It's a Din Vadai, and therefore I've been Mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore I can make a broch on it as well. That's the rule of Sofik to Rabbonon Lekula. And we find this story in quite a few other places. One example is, there is a Shaila in the Beis Yosef, in Choshe Mishpot, Simen Samet Zayin. Benegeya to Shmita's Sofim. We know when it comes to Shmita, at the end of Shmita, Choyvus, which one hasn't written the plus belong, the Choyvus get cancelled. There's a Shaila in the Gemara Makis, Daf Gimel, if a certain type of Choyv, whether Shmita cancels such a Choyv. The Gemara talks about if a person lends money for 10 years. A 10-year loan. So if it's a 10-year loan, when Shmita comes, the loan is not ready to be claimed. There hasn't. The time of Gevir hasn't arrived yet, the time of Klim hasn't arrived, it's a Choy for 10 years. Does Shmita cancel such a Choy? So the Gemara brings two Lashonos. says the Rosh. It's a Sophic. Remains a Sophic. Says the Rosh. Since it's a Sophic, Shmita's Sophim bismana zeh to Rabbonon. Because we haven't got Shmita's Kohen's Midaraisa. So therefore, but we got to Rabbonon. So Shmita's Sophim is also to Rabbonon. Shmita's Sophim bismana zeh to Rabbonon. Says the Rosh. Since Shmita's Sophim bismana zeh to Rabbonon, Sophic Lekula, Shmita will not cancel this. That's what the Rosh says in Makkah's Bakim. Says the Beis Yosef. Very nice. That Shmita to Sofim, Sofim to Rabbonon Lekula.
Well, Shmita never cancels it, because it's nothing chasing. Nothing chasing, no. Never cancels it.
No, no, we hold Minad Din. Shmita actually cancels. If you don't have to put it, it cancels. No, there's one shit, no, no, the shit is Yerev, pun.
You can't chase it.
That's the shit of the Yerev, holds that in. That you got Issa Yigois, and if he doesn't count it, then he counts it. But most Rishon hold Shmita Ksofim, the Shmita actually cancels the Chayv. So the Rosh holds again that since it's a Sofim, therefore there's no Shmita Ksofim as a man is there on this Sofim Chayv, Shmita doesn't cancel it, and therefore the Chayv remains. For the Beis Yosef, very nice, Sofim. Dabono, no to Shmita. But it's a Sophic cancel coin. Faith the base also. Sophic Mammon Nikula. As far as the mitzvah, very nice. As far as looking at the Shmita side, you can say that it's a Sophic. Shmita, Sophic, the Rabbon and the Gula. But what about what right have you got to claim a Choyv, Sophic cancel? So therefore, faith the base also, Simon Samit Zion. Since it's Sophic cancel, how can be mighty Mammon, me Sophic? Says the Beis Yosef, the Iker discussion, the Iker Shaili is whether Shmita is Noig, whether it's Noigois, whether you got right to cancel, whether there's a mitzvah or not. That is the main discussion. Says the Beis Yosef, since the Legabi, the Issa, we are Makel, that there's no Shmita's Ksofim, that there's no Shmita's Ksofim because of Sofim to Rabbona Lekula, since the Ikra Ledina, so therefore the governor Issa, we hold Lekula Naktinon, therefore it doesn't matter anything else after that. We don't discuss the Sophic Momoin, we say Sophic Durbona Lekula, and therefore Shmita doesn't apply. That is the more or less the words of the Besos Sim Samazai. The question is, what does that mean? But there is El Khoira Sophic Durbona Lekula. Very nice, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, it's a Sophic to Rabbonon. But Minadin, if there is Shmita's Sophic, so then the Choy gets cancelled. If this is a case where there's a Sophic the Choy being cancelled, so the Mamel Kula, what right have I got to claim the Choy? The answer is, this is the answer B'Shem HaGon of Gershon Edelstein Zatzal, says Rav Gershon Zatzal, that since the Shaila is primarily a Shaila on the Issa and on the Mitzvah Shmita, and there's a deal Sof Dabon HaLekula, Sof Dabon HaKula is not Sofic anymore. Sof Dabon HaKula becomes a Din Vadai. There's a Din Vadai of Sofic to Rabbon HaLekula. And therefore, since the Shmita runs to Rabbonon, and this is a matter of Sophic, because it's clearly two Lashonim in the Gemara, so the din is Sophic to Rabbonon, the Kula, there's no mitzvah Shmita Kesophim on a Choyv like this. If there's no mitzvah Kesophim, there's no Shmita Kesophim at all. Sophic to Rabbonon, the Kula creates a Din Vadai, so it's a Din Vadai that there's no Shmita on this Choyv. If it's a Din Vadai, there's no Shmita in this Choyv, I'm allowed to claim the Choyv. The Choyv is Vadai, not cancelled. Sophic to Rabbonon Kula is not just you can be Makel and you don't need to worry about it. Sophic to Rabbonon Kula means that is the Psak Hadid. So therefore, the Shmita doesn't apply by a Choyv like this, where there's clearly a Sveikah Dedina in the Gemara. And therefore, there's no Shmita for Zovim, therefore the Choyv remains. Similarly, coming back to Altos and Menachos. By Sphira to Rabbonon, we hold that Sphira Bisman is there to Rabbonon. If it's a Sophic Zman, Beinash Moshes, Sophic Zman means it's absolutely fine. Sophic Zman means You can count in eight mile of Sophic Lilo. Called enough of Lilo if you to be Mekayim your mitzvah of Sphis Oimet. Therefore, you can make a block on it. So therefore, Sophic Drabona Nakula creates a halakha badai. That's why when it comes to the Sphere of Shmoshes, you can be Mekayim your mitzvah sphere as a vada mitzvah and even make a block on it.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Why couldn't you wait back till night? At least you get a guarantee.
You're
better off.
The question is whether you win. But you can.
You're better off waiting by night.
Or is it better if you don't need to? I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed already.
We don't know. So.
But if there's a din sof on the corner, you're allowed to. It's called a mitzvah.
No.
There's no need.
Well,
you're
right,
and I'll repeat the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that Hamedakdikim Einum Soifu Batim became rule last week. It is recommended. There is a hiddu, what it's called.
Yeah,
it's a much better to medak to matine, but miladin, miladin is called a sphere with a brocha, and you can make a brocha on it as well. There's one kasha. Again? Okay, listen, it'd be hard for me to go all the cases, but let me just discuss one case of chilik. It may help you in your case as well. Let me go through one of the cases. The Rishonim talk about in Sukkah, Dav Mem Bov, the Rishonim talk about Lulav. We hold Lulav, Bizman Azeh, is so Lulav, the rest, the first day Lulav is Deraisa, Mitzvah Lulav Deraisa, but the rest of Yom Tov, anywhere outside the Beit HaMikdash, or for some show outside Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam the Rishonim, Lulav B'meshech, the days of Yom Tov, is a mitzvah to Rabbah. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim, a person who didn't manage to shake Lulav during the day. And now it suddenly comes to his man of Bein HaShmoshes. Is he meant to still shake Lulav now? It's Lulav, Bein HaShmoshes, Sof HaLaila. Mitzvah Lulav is only by day. Once it's Nacht, no Mitzvah Lulav anymore. So then what's his situation? How do we describe what he meant to do once it's arrived Bein HaShmoshes on one of the days of Sukkot after the first day, whether he's Mekayim the mitzvah or not? So the Rishonim of Sukkah Mevov HaMebeis say, well, Lulav is only to Rabbonon on these days after the first day. Only to Rabbonon. Bein HaShmoshes is already Sophic Laila. If it's Sophic Laila, Sophic to Rabbonon Lekula, and therefore you don't shake Lulav Bein HaShmoshes. And if you like, we don't treat it as any key mitzvah, you don't shake Lulav Bein HaShmoshes. The question is, to end up with the opposite result as our Bein HaShmoshes. When it comes to Sphir Soimeh, we say Bein HaShmoshes, Sophic Devonukula, so you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. And here, when it comes to Lulav Bein HaShmoshes, we've got Sophic Bein HaShmoshes, we say no, Sophic Devonukula, and you don't keep the mitzvah Lulav. These things that face value, let's call it, look like a stira. So how does Sof Devonukula work? Does Sofit Devonukula cancel the mitzvah? Sofit Bein HaShmoshes, Sofit Yom, Sofit Laila, cancel the mitzvah? Or does Sof Devonukula say, allow the key mitzvah? So when it comes to Sphir Zoyimah, then we say Sofit Devonukula, and we allow him to be Mekayim his mitzvah sphira. Bein HaShmoshes, Sofit Yom, still Sofit Yom, no, maybe Laila, you're allowed to. And when it comes to the Lulav, we say, oh, no, it's anymore. Sof Devonukula on the Kula, maybe it's not already, and therefore, no Kimitra.
The problem with Lulav is, once you've missed, with Sphira, once you've missed, you've got a problem going on.
Oh, that'll be the color.
That'll
be the color. But let's talk about the night. We don't talk about this night.
When it comes
to other nights, that's a separate discussion. Because we allow you to carry on. So you haven't come to, we'll mention that in a moment. But the main shaila, so does the Sophic Rabbanon in the Mitzvah Rabbanon by Bein HaShmoshes end up a key mitzvah or not a key mitzvah? The answer says of Gesh is a Talmud. It's very, very geschmack. When it comes to mitzvahs, Lulav, the Sophic is, am I mechuyev in the mitzvah, am I not mechuyev in the mitzvah? I haven't shaken my lulav yet. Nam ben ashmoshes. I haven't shaken lulav today. The mitzvah is only by day and the mitzvah is not by night. So have I got a chiv anymore? It's not. After the day's gone by, my chiv disappears. My chiv goes off. My sofik is, am I mechuyim in mitzvah's lulav? Am I not mechuyim in mitzvah's lulav? The answer is, sofik chiv derabonon. No, sofik derabonon kula. Your chiv is gone. Once it's turned into a sofik chiv, sofik derabonon kula defines your mitzvah has gone. And therefore, you weren't mekayem, you did have a mitzvah derabonon lulav today. Now when it comes to ben ashmoshes, it's a sofik whether my chiv is still there or not. If there's a sofik in my chiyuv, sofik davonon kula told me that the chiyuv is not there anymore. Sofik davonon kula told me your chiyuv is gone. If your chiyuv is gone, you've unfortunately lost your mitzvah for today, and therefore you know shaking lulav once it arrives to ben ashmosh. When it comes to tzvi zoymer, there's no sofik in my chiyuv. We're talking about he's come to now, when he has to wait for now. He's now ben ashmosh. Can I count now? Mechuyev, he's definitely mechuyev. He's mechuyev in Sfira. The chiv is to count tonight, the Sfira's Omer. The question is, can I count now already my chiv? There's no sofik in the chiv. There's a sofik in the kiyum mitzvah. The sofik whether my Sfira will be called, counted or not. So my chiv is vadai. There's a sofik in my kiyum mitzvah. If I count now, is it called, counted? And I've done my mitzvah for tonight. Or is it not called, counted? And I'll need to count again when it comes to that. Here, Softa Bonukula works in the other way. Mechuyev, I'm for sure. There's no discussion, my chiyuv. I'm definitely mechuyev to be for tonight. So the question is whether it's called a kiyum mitzvah. Here, Softa Bonukula works the other way around. When you've done this mitzvah, Softa Bonukula tells me it's called a kiyum mitzvah. No need to count again when it comes to that. The Softa Bonukula makes your mitzvah into a proper mitzvah. By lulav, it's a sofik whether I'm a chuyuv. Have I lost my? Has my chiv gone already? If my chiv's gone already, so then there's no chiv at all. There's sofik upon the kula makes it yivada, your chiv has gone. And therefore, the shayla comes to your shayla. If the end of the day, if I haven't counted yet, and I've come now to ben ashmoshes, then maybe tati, you've lost your chiv for today. If you look at every day, as separate chiyuvim. So when it comes to Svi Zayim, at the end of the day, I haven't counted yet. And it's now Sabya Chap, it's Ben Ashmoshes. Can I still count? Can I still Chaparai my mitzvah? Can I still do it? And it'll have a relevance to the rest. Maybe I'll lose my block for the rest of the sphere. If I haven't made Vimakai my sphere today, then Taka, that's Taka, big Shaila. It could be, you Taka, since Sofitra Bon Alukula, today's Chiv you've lost, today's Chiv has gone off. And today's chiyuv, you can't count anymore to be mekayim today's chiyuv. And therefore, you've lost the mitzvah totally. This is really similar to the lulav shayla. And that this is a big shayla halacha. I'm not making any psokim, I'm not passing. Everybody can ask their own rov their shaylas. If somebody taka forgot to count, and he only remembers bein ashmoshos, can he count there to rescue his brocha, to be able to count on the following days? The Sha'ar Jewel is in Simon Tov Pei Teh Siv Kotem Chof discusses the Shaila, and he brings from a Sefer that you've taken lost the mitzvah, but there are Achbonim which argues, so therefore it's a discussion, a Machlokes Aposkim, so everybody can ask. I hope that doesn't happen to anybody in the Shaila, but we all remember every night to be Mekayim, our mitzvah in the Zman Akil. But that's in there, except that. But I can't point. We always have to look what exactly is the Shaila. Is the if the Shaila is a chiyuv, like when it comes to lulav, so then if it's a man of Sofik, Sofik to Bonukula, Sofik, no, you've lost your mitzvah. The chiyuv come off. But if I'm a chiyuv, I'm for sure. But the question, can I be do my mitzvah? Can I make a chiyuv mitzvah in this Bein HaShmoshes? Then Sofik to Bonukula told me, yeah, it's fine. For to Rabbanon, Sofik's man is fine for the chiyuv mitzvah. And that's why Tosfos says Menachta, and that clearly can pass a halacha. If a person has got a hechruch, has got a matzah that he needs to count during Ben Ashmoshes, and he's not going to manage to count with Nacht, we paskin that he can be mekayim his mitzvah ready in Ben Ashmoshes, and the kiyum mitzvah is called, he's counted. Now the ketchila, there's a medakdikim to wait till Nacht.
I once asked Rav Schneeberg, and he allowed me.
He loved you. Yeah. I'm sure he did, because there's a lot of... Oh, you've got the show, Jim Shader. Yeah, yeah. As I say, I'm not passing it, I just want to bring up the shade of the discussion. Just a small horror. We are now in Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini, generally, in a Shona Pshuto, is always the week after Pesach. So obviously, we need to find some link, Parsha Shmini, to the beautiful Yom Tov of Pesach, which we've just experienced. So I saw one nusach, one optaich. What's the kesher Parsha Shmini to the Yom Tov of Pesach? Parsha Shmini talks a lot about macholos asurois, forbidden foods, behemoth toyers, behemoth tameis, dogim tameim, oifers tameim. There's a lot of hilchas macholos asurois, which we have to be careful to avoid. Macholos asurois is something one needs to avoid with great care. Macholos asuros are metamtim. They put in a person tumor, a certain timtum in the person, and it absolutely obstructs a person's ruchnius by eating macholos asuros. Normally we say aveira b'shoigig. It's not such a terrible aveira, right? Kapora, tshuva. When it comes to macholos asuros, even b'shoigig, Macholos are asuras are metamtim liboy shel adam. It's brought down in the poskim that a woman who, if unfortunately her mother has to eat macholos asurois for her health, which mutter for her to eat, not a shaykh, she's meant to eat macholos asurois for her health, mutter to her. She shouldn't feed her child that day because the macholos asurois cause a timtum, and feeding a child that day can cause a tip to the child. Again, I'm not passing the shayes, the child needs to be fed. Of course, the child needs to be fed. If one comes to the toilet, option, obviously. So then, it's metamtim, and we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to feed from a mitzvah because it will affect his ruchnius later in life. So macholos asurois are metamtim. Pesach was a yom tov of purity. Pesach was a yom tov of being mekadosh al guf, mekadosh al mouth. We have ate the purest of the purest of foods. Matzah is the most pure food one can get. Plain, chitim, flour and water, no additives, nothing added to it. We don't even let the air get into the matzah to make it rise. Nothing, pure food. And as the Zohar Kodesh calls it, that it's called pasta mehemusa. It's a food which is a munah, gives us the clarity of understanding the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a pure food, and the 8 days of Pesach which we had was a chance for us to be mekadosh our mouths, mekadosh our guf, with the purity of only macholos kedoshim, which are mekadosh. It was such a precious mitzvah. It's the only maichol mitzvah we've got, bizman zeh, that we've got no karbonos. There's no food which has got a shem maichol mitzvah, Bizman Azeh, without kavanas, only the matzah, which is a Michael Shal mitzvah. We've got mitzvah to eat, but no foods which have got a certain Michael Shal mitzvah. Therefore, we were mekadosh our mouths, we were mekadosh our gubim, with the pure achilas, come the Parsha Shmini, don't spoil it. Keep the purity, keep the kedushas haguf, keep the kedushas hapeh. Don't let your mouth do any macholos asurot, which spoil the mouth. And it'll follow on the parashas of Zvi'ah Matzoyah, and don't let the mouth produce the lashon horrors and other things as well. Keep the purity of the pear, keep the pear kodesh, keep the guf kodesh, and with this pear kodesh and guf kodesh, we'll march our way towards Kabbalah's Torah, and we'll be able to be mekabel the Torah also with our pear kodesh and guf kodesh, and we should have to be zoicher to have our sfibas manas at deraisa with a rachmon yatzelon our voice base mitzvah koimot bimperi yamin.
Amen.